Well, praise the Lord, everyone. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., the co-pastor here at the First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan, with your weekend word of hope. Just wanted to share this quick word on this weekend. Just want to encourage, maybe not as much the believers, but for those that have maybe fallen by the wayside, possibly have been backslider or have walked away from the Lord in some degree or another. You don't have to go back into sin to have walked away from the Lord in some degree or another. Sometimes we can lose our hope, we can lose our joy, we can lose our strength. But on today, I just want to share some foundational scriptures, not the whole thing. I'm just going to give you a portion of it in Luke 22, verses 31 and 32, 33 and 34. To summarize this, Peter said, "Lord, I am ready to go with you." Jesus replied to Peter, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, we find the words, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in or during your season of weakness." This word of hope today, it's actually going to build it around those who may feel like they collapse, or the times that they walked away from the Lord or failed the Lord in some way, that it somehow disqualified their calling. I just want to encourage you on today that the spiritual breakdown is not the burial. It's one thing to have a spiritual breakdown, which many of us have had in our past, and some are having even in our present. And if you haven't had in your past or your present, you may be on the way to having one in your future. And that's what this word is about today. It's a word of encouragement. The spiritual breakdown is not the final word. It's not your burial. It's not the end. When we look at the scriptures in the book of St. Luke, chapter 22, verses 60, 61, and 62, we get another glimpse of Peter and how he wept bitterly. He did not weep before he denied Christ, but he wept after he denied Christ. In St. John, the 21st chapter, verses 15, 16, and 17, we get the intelligence where Jesus restores Peter and gives him three affirmations. When you read St. John 21, verses 15, 16, and 17. You can go back into the Old Testament, where we find in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61 and verse 3, speaks about beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. And then the last one, I'm going to get busy here, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8, 9, and 10. We find the words, "We are hard pressed, but not crushed." What I'm trying to get across today, if you will allow me to just share this word of hope with those of you on today that may be afflicted in some way in your spirit, wounded in your spirit, something has happened in the past. But I want you to know that your spiritual breakdown is not the end. Because a spiritual breakdown, what it does, it reveals what was actually hidden beneath the surface. And I discovered that during COVID. There's a lot of spiritual breakdowns took place during COVID that was there before COVID. COVID revealed what was actually weak or broken down or hidden beneath the surface. And so sometimes we need to ask God for a renewal, a revival, a spiritual revival. Peter's spiritual breakdown of denial wasn't just failure. It was the collapse of Peter's self-confidence. Sometimes what we're dealing with is not a spiritual failure. Sometimes what we're dealing with is just a collapse of our self-confidence. Yes, self-confidence is a wonderful thing, but self-confidence alone, where we are counting on self more than counting on God, that's not a good thing. So what happens is God sometimes, he allows breakdowns to strip us of our pride. He allows breakdowns to even expose our wounds. Then he does not leave us wounded. What he does is he invites us to surrender and turn it all over to the Lord. Because we cannot wait until we get it all together. We must simply give it over to Jesus right now. And if you happen to have suffered a spiritual breakdown, I want you to know you probably did not lose your calling. What you did is you lost your illusion. Once again, burial is final. Breakdown is transitional. Burial says it's over. Breakdown says something new is being birthed out of what is being sown. You look at the life of Lazarus. Lazarus was wrapped in grave clothes, but Jesus called him out of the tomb. He did not tell Lazarus to stay in the tomb. He told him to come out of the tomb. He told him to come forth. Whenever the Lord says come forth, it's his way to respond to every breakdown that can appear to be a burial. But transformation, that's what the Lord is calling for. He just wants us to be transformed. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So transformation, it actually begins where pretending ends. Peter, he wept bitterly, the Bible says. But those bitter tears Peter wept actually became the waters of repentance. And the next time you see Peter, after he wept bitterly, you see he's not denying Jesus any longer, but he is declaring who Jesus is. So Peter went through a transformation. What you're facing, my friends, my sisters and my brothers, is you're facing point in a season of transformation, because transformation does not begin with strength. Transformation actually begins with surrender. Songwriter put it like this and said, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. God does not rebuild the version of you that suffered a breakdown. What God does is he resurrects the version that is now ready. So the breakdown builds your blueprint. Your breakdown actually becomes the blueprint for ministry. Now you understand pain where you did not understand personal pain. But now, because of your failure, because of your spiritual breakdown, as it was in the case of Peter, you now can walk in humility. He's going to give you another chance. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You can now preach and reach with fire and with compassion. Broken places actually become bridges for others to cross. Your scars are sermons. Your tears are now your tool. Your story is a sacred story. Sometimes you just have to stop and pray, Lord, I thank you that my breakdown was not my burial. Lord, I thank you that I received the transformation that you have been preparing for me in the dark. Now I'm ready to walk back, step back into the light. Once again, we cannot wait until we get it all together. I've been hearing that for years. I believe I said it myself a few times before I met the Lord. But we must simply turn it over and give it over to Jesus. Because sometimes you think you got it all together, but there's something about the illusion of having it all together. Sometimes we confuse because we're able to function with being whole. But just because you're able to function does not necessarily mean that you're whole. Peter thought that he was ready. His confidence was loud, but his discernment was very weak and very low. So many words, Peter realized after he wept bitterly, he had to say to himself, I thought I had it all together. He began to confess of someone who mistook his momentum for his maturity. Sometimes we stumble, and sometimes we fail because we have great momentum, but often we get momentum mixed with maturity. You can be gifted and yet be broken. You can be busy and yet bleeding. Have you ever thought about gifted but bleeding? The scripture tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 16, I'm almost done, verse 18, he is skillful in playing and the Lord is with him. It's talking about how David was gifted, but David was still hunted. His past was hunting him. His failures were stalking him. But the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7, 8, and 9, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Revelations 2, verses 2, 3, and 4. Find where the word of the Lord says, I know your works, but you have left your first love. You have walked away. You have surrendered your first love. Because busy does not mean whole. Bleeding does not cancel your calling. God often uses the wounds that you have gone through for you to turn around and help heal those coming behind you. I thank God for this word on today. It's just a short weekend word of hope for this weekend. And I pray the Spirit of the Lord will touch those of you that need to come and be a part of the house of the Lord. Listen, I'm going to be looking for some of you on this Sunday. It's not going to hurt me to look. I can look. It doesn't cost me anything to look. I'm going to be looking for you on this Sunday. We're located at 4720 Beckley Road in the city of Battle Creek, Michigan. You may be out of town. I want you to know it's worth the drive. And if you come, I want you to come in, be in the service, and I guarantee you that you're going to be impacted by the word of the Lord. This Sunday, 11 a.m. at First Pentecostal Family Worship Center, 4720 Beckley Road in Battle Creek, Michigan. God bless this word of hope for this weekend.